This is an RNIB talking book.
Mussolini, His Part in My Downfall by Spike Milligan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
This book contains language which might be considered offensive. Mussolini, His Part in My Downfall.
Salerno, Thursday, September the 23rd, 1943. My diary. Still at war, early closing in Catford. Read letters from mother saying cheesemans of Lewisham are so short of stock, the manager and staff sit in the shop miming the words, sold out. Dear listener, the beds in the Dorchester Hotel are the most comfortable in England. Alas, neither Diver Kidgel nor Lance Bomany Milligan are in a bed at the Dorchester. No, they are trying to sleep on a 10-ton Scammel lorry parked on the top deck of 4,000-ton HMS Boxer, inside whose innards are packed 19 battery, 56th heavy regiment, all steaming in the hold. From below comes the merry sound of men retching, and it's all from Gunner Edgington. We are bound for sunny Salerno. For 13 days since the Fifth Army landing, a ferocious battle has ensued on the beachhead. Even as we rode the waves, we knew not what to expect when our turn came. The dawn comes up like thunder. Thunder? Yes, that's thin thunder. Shh! We all shout. The chill morning air touches the khaki somnambulists sleeping heroically for their king and country. We are awakened by Gunner Woods in the driving cab, who has fallen asleep on the motor horn. A puzzled ship's captain is wondering why he can hear the sound of a lorry at sea.